This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the measures given a veto this year.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 147.
Only six proposals were rejected by the executive branch this year. Senate Bill 147, sponsored by Senator David Sater of Cassville, would have changed the due date for expired license plates in Missouri.
If you got your tag, say, in March of 2018, they would expire on February the 28th of 2019, not in March.
According to the governor's veto letter, several parts of Senate Bill 147, other than the original core of the measure, were the reasons for his rejection.
Present to you Senate Bill 202.
Senator Gary Romine of Farmington says Senate Bill 202 would have created provisions relating to mining royalties on federal land.
An indication on how the money should be distributed, made a decision to divvy up the money using the same formula as the forestry royalties.
The reason given for the veto is the belief part of Senate Bill 202 is contrary to federal law.
I move that Senate Bill 282 be
Senate Bill 282 would have changed some provisions relating to the disposition of human remains. An amendment added by Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City is cited as the reason for the veto.
This amendment allows for open-air crematoriums. There is only one facility that we're aware of that allows this to happen, and it is in Colorado.
We will go to House Committee Substitute for House
Bill 447. The same holds true for House Bill 447.
Requires that it goes through a licensed funeral home director and requirements that you have to have in advance of the cremation.
Senate Bill 414.
Senator Paul Whelan of Imperial says Senate Bill 414 would have enacted provisions relating to innovation in health insurance.
For the purpose of moving Missouri towards a Section 1332 innovation waiver application under the Affordable Care Act.
In his veto letter, the governor believes the deadlines provided in Senate Bill 414 would not give adequate time for decisions and or subsequent actions to be properly taken.
I move the House Bill 399 with Senate
House Bill 399 also related to health care. You've heard the motion. The measure includes several amendments, including one from Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors.
It removes the sunset for the program, and it provides for an emergency clause because the program sunsets prior to the effective date of legislation of August 28th.
Some, but not all, of House Bill 399 was disapproved by the executive branch. However, Missouri's line item veto only exists for appropriations measures, not all bills. Veto session will officially begin at noon on Wednesday, September 11th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.